to the Gospel of St. Luke. The Gospel of St. Luke. I will choose to read tonight from chapter 14. I found this an interesting reading in relation to the day and time that we live in. God has a purpose for every word that He has given us, and said it will never, ever return to Him void. God said, I watch over my word to perform it. God said, I'm giving you this scripture. Whatever I said, I made a remnant to repent. He said, but whatever I said, I will do. Everything that is written in the Word of God is written for our learning and our admonition for whom the ends of this age have come. And we are in the end time. So when I read this in my reading, I will share it with you this first number 30 of chapter 14. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." I want to preach to you tonight on avenging me of my adversary. There's a part of these stories that we never know and we never will know. But when you read the Word of God, you are pressed to conclusions. You are pressed to believe. You are pressed to accept. And you are pressed to a personal observance of that somewhere in your life. God said what I say to one and I say to all. I am no respecter of persons. We read this as a Bible story. We read this as something not even realizing that it really happened. But something had pushed this lady to make it appear that she would be put concerning her adversary. Now, if you don't know who your adversary is, he's the devil, which you belong to God. Your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may destroy. He comes to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And that's your enemy and my enemy, my adversary. An adversary, someone that is fighting against me, someone that is trying to destroy me. We're all familiar with that. But somewhere, this lady has been pushed beyond what's ordinary experience. She has been pushed by the circumstances of the people that she has now set out an appeal. And if you have a red letter edition of the Bible, you see these are the words of Jesus Christ. Against me of my adversary. The church is the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. We are physically trained to make up the body of Christ. And the devil hates us as much as he hated Jesus. He showed his total hatred for Christ when he had him crucified. That is, Jesus laid down his life, but when they crucified him. If you belong to Christ, that same adversary hates you as much as he did Christ. And whatever he can get by with in troubling you, he's going to do it. But there are words I don't like to use. I don't like to use the words of Christ. I don't like to use the word, you know, very subtle for long that line. But there are all forces that come against the church. Are you familiar with that? The enemy brings that stress. He doesn't want you comfortable. He doesn't want you just loving God and your world being. I never saw the other day. I understand now that I've come up enjoying it so much that it's not a new song. The Gaither Vocal sings it, and the title of the song is Sometimes It Takes a Long Time. Have you ever heard it? It is an establishment. Sometimes it takes a mountain. But during that, in that mountain, just a brief second, a couple of seconds, Gloria Gaither has a few words. She said, there is a pattern. If you were to tell me that preachers work for my good, I wouldn't believe you. But she said, I look back, and I see it was the preachers that pressed me to Christ. I believe that's true, not only of us, I believe it's true of what is in the Bible. I believe it's true of Jesus. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? Paul said, I've been pressed beyond measure. He began to describe the enemy's attacks on his life. I'm not so sure that a lot of what is happening in this political world, religious world, is not getting hold of those that really love God. I'm not talking about the particulars. I'm not talking about what I call a professional Christian. I'm talking about that heart that's set on God. I'm talking about that love affair that we have with God. I'm talking not about religion or church doors. I'm talking about your relationship with Christ. Your love. Your surrender. Your desire to do nothing but His will. As we see certain things taking place, I wonder if we're being pushed to a place where we're going to have a cry. And that cry is not going to be your money. Your money's going to pass with you. I don't care if you've got nothing. You can count that God. You can count that God. I don't care if you have massive possessions. Whatever is not Christ is going to pass away with a great noise and that with a perfect peace. And if you love God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your spirit, you're having to feel the pressure that are being exerted against the church in this hour. I'm not talking about politics that's involved in it. I'm talking about those that have vision that they can see what's going on in the church. Eyes open to realize who is the writer that said to him, may not come except to come and fall into the church. Did not Jesus say in the last days, they will be lovers of pleasure than the lovers of God? Did Jesus not say that they will not endure sound doctrine, but would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, saying, prophesy unto me smooth things? Those were warnings. Those are prophecies that God has given us as to what's going to be the end times of the church. I've got something I want to say to you. Are we in that time? I'm not talking about we want to die or whatever else, but I'm talking about a spiritual insight that is going on. Can you see the scripture being fulfilled? Can you not see that it's your family, your loved ones, the people that you've looked up to through the years that are secure, steadfast, bold, overcoming? With the things of God, we see that changing. That tells you that there is a heart cry. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. How often would I give it to you under myself, but you would not. I know that God is not willing that any man perish, that he is drawn by his spirit. I can't believe a lot of the things that I see going on. But there's something significant for me and you in this year of our Lord, 2017. Something significant about these words, the vision of my purpose. There is meaning for us. These over the words of Jesus Christ. As a child of God, He is speaking to me. I don't know what pressures you. I don't know what pressures her. I don't know what that driving force is. To come to the place where what is being imagined, what is being described is an adversary that seems to be getting the advantage. If we are just fighting a battle, having an enemy, that's one thing. But when you feel like that adversary is gaining an advantage over you, you'll go somewhere and cry out that there would be a relief, that there would be a victory that would come. I believe that this means we've got to recognize it. Now, I know a little bit of the Bible. I know we all do. But there is a view of some that they do not place reality. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to get mad. Please, just don't get mad. But I ain't ready to see God do something that the doctor didn't have anything to do with. I thank God for the miracles. I thank God for the wisdom that's been added to the prayer. But God says, I will not share my glory with another. I want to see God do something against our adversaries, against our enemy, against those that fight against us, to where God and God only gets all of the glory. Against me of mine adversary. I don't believe that this was a crime in relation to something that was just human. What we see happening, there's nobody in here with a gun shooting at us. No one that is saying, you can't do this, you can't play like that, you can't live for him, you can't sing that song. They're not in here fighting against us. But we do realize that there's an adversary, and we do realize that there's a fight that is taking place. That's the reason I've been preaching to you that it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by the Holy Ghost. That's the only one. That is the only one. There is no other way, and we cannot look. Has God intended that we should take account of something in the church that put us to the place where we were quiet? God, I follow all I can tell. I've done all I can do. I've seen all I can say. I've preached all I can preach. I've stood in what I believe is a good stand. When you've done all, stand. When you pray, stand. When you preach, stand. Having done all the stand, stand back there with your arms, go to battle too. You don't have anything to stand on except the truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Put on the whole arm of God, is what I'm saying. I've done all that I know to do, God. The next verse says, He will avenge them speedily. Now, I want to hang around that word speedily. My timekeeping in God's is different. 1,000 years of the day of God, and a 1,000 years. I'm time conscious. God promised to give me 70 years to explain to you. Some of us have been fasting. God said, I will do that speedily. You know why? That lady, that individual person was in need. If God was going to wait 1,000 years to meet her need, she'd be enough. Because our needs can only be supplied by God. But he said, I'm going to do it speedily. Makes you think of a lot of scripture. in an hour that she thinks of. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. That's why I got to do this. You mark my words. I'm going to stand on these words more than you want to know because of me. We're going to see something very quickly. Number two, there will be some that will be saved as of by fire. There's others that will say, Father, I don't know. Okay. To hear Jesus tell people that I prophesied in your name, I cast out devils in your name. To hear the Son of God tell those people, religion, church, Bible, sorry, I don't know you. You go and find the one that you sent on earth. Do you realize and understand that not everybody that goes to hell takes drugs, drinks alcohol, commits fornication, robs the bank? We expect that. But can you imagine that man, that woman, that young person, that boy, that girl? Put the Bible into their arm, put a Bible under their arm, and play the game. I can tell you that if you're full of the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues. But I tell you, you can't talk in tongues and not be filled with the Spirit. If you love God, love the Word of God, you'll put that Bible under your arm. But you can put that Bible under your arm and not do what it says. The man that heareth these things of mine and does them shall be saved. It's not just knowing it. It's not just quoting it. You've got to do it. It must be done in my life. It must be fulfilled. He said, I'll do it. God must have reported it. But God knows that we live in time. So I'm going to say something. God, don't let me do it. I believe that God is synchronizing His heart with our heart of the adversary that is coming against us. I think there's going to come a time when they're going to die by the millions. Blood is going to flow. I don't know everything I should know about Petra, but Petra is a place of safety for the people of God. I believe God is able to keep me safe. You know why? Because that is not just judgment of God. That's the wrath of God. It's not just judgment. It's wrath. Where we are headed is we are headed for God. If God synchronizes His prophecies with the days and times that we live in, what's going to happen? I'm going to take you back to Scripture where they said, God against you and you only have sin. All sin, and maybe others in the world, all sin is against God. It's against God. And people sin all the time with the Bible under their arms, talking Christianity, talking the life of Christ and whatever it is. But at the same time, sinning against God. Don't pay tithe. Don't obey God. Don't go to church. Don't pray. Don't witness. What are we called to do? Whatever it is, if you're not doing it, we're sinning. That's hard to say. That's hard to hear. That's hard to expect. That's sinning. God looks for intercessors. How many did he find? None. God called us to be witnesses. Even when we're spiritual Christians, we realize that we were witnesses. There's no vacuum. Whatever we are stuck in, the enemy, the adversary, is pushing. He's pushing me. He's coming. I believe the church is a picture of the enemy. And we're going to die. Avenge me of my adversary. I already have God's response in that place. David said, when I went away, that's what the scripture was looking for. I didn't believe it. But things happen that you want us to go. You may not believe it. I know something that you don't believe. What did David say before he went away? I was a Christian. Yes. Is God working in this generation of the church when we don't care, when we see through the services? I haven't put in the bulletin. Some people refute it, but I know it happened. The young people were the ones that saw it. Deny it. Whatever. Whatever. Don't believe it. Defend it. But know this. That God sees and God knows. I have been told that there are people that go to this church that while I can see and we're having church, they're watching other religious programs on Facebook sitting on peace. I've been told that. I didn't see it. I've been told that adults are using iPads and Facebook and whatever to the church. I believe it. I believe it. If I do the wrong thing, I'll be proven wrong. I'm telling you, the devil is at work. We're not nearly as spiritual as we think we are. We're not nearly as full of God as we think we are. And I know we don't like to hear that. I'm talking about me too. I'm talking about my blessed mother too. I'm talking about all of us. Something is pushing this church and all churches. And what we want to do is we want to stand up and rebuke the devil and get some kind of relief. But before I was afflicted, David said, I want to struggle. Before I was afflicted, I want to struggle. I can see in churches that there's a strange spirit. There's a strange. Does God love us enough that He will bring the adversary that He may deliver us? God helps. What is God waiting to hear from us? Among other things, He's waiting to hear us cry for an invasion from our atmosphere. I'm talking about the church. Out there in the place where they're drinking liquor and dancing a little in this mind, they're not going to intercede between God. They're doing what they want to do. That's what they want there to do. That's their pleasure. But if God can get the church on its face, on its knees, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, I believe that God will answer prayer. Call upon me while I'm here. Speak me while I'm found. God will answer prayer. It's God's good pleasure to answer prayer. We must seek God. We must seek God. We cannot be satisfied with the preaching. Only. We cannot only be satisfied with the singing. We cannot only be satisfied with the giving. All of those things could be done if there is no God. It doesn't take God for you to give an offering. It doesn't take God for you to sing a song. It doesn't take God for a preacher to preach his sermon. My God, no one being preached in this world anymore. My God. It is not by my power, but by the Spirit of God. God against me of my adversary, and God against her speaking. There are things we're always putting up. We're always putting up. Ephesians 6, 1,000 years ago, the days of God. Yes. But when there's that individual, that church collectively, when does it reach the place when it has so touched the heart of God in prayer that God will do something about it and do it speedily? I wish I could that there's nothing to say to you. But I wish I had time to tell you a little bit more about the usage of these devices and going into places where people can hear them. On camera, I made a 20-minute presentation today to our community. directives. I took all of our directives and I said to them, listen, this girl had it today. Every one of them, some of them work in more than one country, two or three countries. I couldn't send them one with that language or with every language in the world. But I told them language, we actually sent them a brand of money. And we loaded a 10-year-old debt with that language. Let me tell you about that device. I'm not selling mechanisms. I'm selling the content that is only on that MegaVoice. That MegaVoice to me doesn't mean anything. There is a value and there is a worth to the content. I don't take it right now. I know we're going to record this. If this gets back to Kim Bethany, I'll try to make it right. But when we were talking about prices, Kim Bethany does not believe in charging anybody. Anywhere in the world, one thing that's worth it. 17 years, he's never talked to me. One thing for distributing the word of God. He let me know today, when I was talking to him, I'm not going to disagree with you, Pastor. He said, my dad was in service. And he said, when I see something that looks like a symbol, the word of God is worth talking to me. I'm telling you his picture. We have put that facility that Brother Clinton has always been. Because in the countries where the Ukraine brothers go, you don't have that. You get beat. You get beat. Russian, what you say? You say, yeah. No, I'm sorry. You get beat. You get threatened. Maybe, but then eventually you get peace. Not for defrauding the government, but for preaching Jesus Christ. I remember when the Russians first started coming here, they told how they would ride buses to get to certain neighborhoods where people in secret were teaching the word of God. I remember Brother Clinton telling me in Saturday that they were throwing where they were. From the hut, maybe big enough for 6 or 8 people, and then maybe 30, 40. They're running on top of each other, they're down. They can't get a device. But if God will help me raise the money along with others, we're going to get that too. The Bible, the explanation, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I'm ready. The people who give me $140 million, 95 cents, that I can spend that, that digital box is spending, downloading these devices, and brought us bringing money to make a voice. They are adversaries that are setting things down. I talked to Kim today, after I said, when does India go totally empty? December the 31st, 2021. That's a little over 3 years. No missionaries, no preaching, no Bible. By law, everything is hidden. The doors are closed. I can see that. We can see that. But God has released, and God has released. That his gospel shall be preached in all of the world, and then shall be made good. Now, just in a way of explanation, these are what make it for you that you need. You will have the school card, the DJ's version, but it will have an SD card in it, which means you can add any of the messages. I hope you get a burden to give to me. To get a gun to buy them. I believe that this is the will of God. Spiritually, something has felt bad. I've interviewed my adversary, which accuses their head before God. They fight. While we hear in peace that death, just like he was with Joshua. The devil is before the throne of God, accusing you. And the reason we're here in peace is because of the protection of God and the love of God. That's the only reason. Folks, you do have an atmosphere. And if you feel like you're being pressed, and if you feel like the church is being put in pressure, maybe we'll push this to the place where we require to come. Because we have money.